This is WSKG News. A deep sigh of relief in the North Country town of Messina yesterday, if only a temporary one. After announcing massive layoffs 3 weeks ago, Alcoa reversed course. The company said it will keep its smelter in Messina open and guarantee 600 jobs for 3.5 years. In exchange, New York State will give the aluminum giant almost $70 million in cheap power and cash for capital and operating expenses. The deal reduces the number of layoffs to somewhere between 80 and 100. Governor Cuomo and Senator Charles Schumer brokered the deal with Alcoa's CEO, and they came to Messina to announce it in person. David Summerstein reports.
When Alcoa delivered its decision on November 2nd to shut down Messina's smelter and lay off almost 500 people, Cuomo said even he was blindsided.
This was a unilateral declaration of war, as far as I'm concerned. This was, we're closing the plant.
Instead of declaring war back, Cuomo said he and Senator Chuck Schumer tried to negotiate. Alcoa has been the largest private sector employer north of Syracuse for decades. It generates $340 million for the North Country economy. At the podium before 150 workers on the West Plant floor, Cuomo said the two of them asked Alcoa, hey, how can we help?
We understand that the company has to deal with an economic cycle. We understand that the price of aluminum is down. We get it. And we want to help.
The state will add to its subsidies for Alcoa, $30 million towards electricity rates that are already the lowest in the nation, and $38.5 million in capital and operating expenses. Schumer called it an investment to modernize the plant and make it more competitive with smelters around the world.
And the combination of modernizing the plant and the best workforce in all of Alcoa land will keep this plant open for generations.
Amidst the hugs and the handshakes and the fist bumps, yes, Schumer gave longtime labor leader Ernie Labaffe a fist bump, there were still big questions about Alcoa's future in Messina. Alcoa's John Martin himself acknowledged the deal buys time.
We now have a bridge to get us through these difficult financial times in this market and get us to better conditions in the commodity markets.
The deal does come with conditions for Alcoa. It will get hit with a $40 million penalty if it lets jobs slip below 600. And the subsidies will decrease if the price of aluminum rebounds. But this latest scare has drawn more scrutiny to the hundreds of millions of dollars in state resources Alcoa has already received to stay in Messina. Even so, job promises have dwindled from 900 in 2008 to 600 today, and the company has abandoned a planned modernization of its East plant. State Senator Joe Griffo acknowledged the latest infusion of state resources. He says every state is fighting for the manufacturing jobs left in America.
It's a larger debate that we need to have and probably should have, because there has to be accountability when we put in those resources. Now, hopefully the company will do what they need to do to recognize the outstanding workforce they have and the fact that they probably can't do it any better and any cheaper anywhere else.
There's an understanding among many workers here that this is a problem that just won't go away. Kevin Condlin has worked here for 30 years. He says somehow the global aluminum market will have to undergo fundamental change.
Somebody has to cut smelting capacity, whether it's in the U.S. or whether it's in China or whether it's someplace else. Without somebody cutting capacity, the price is never going to go back up.
The United Steelworkers Local 420 still has to talk details with Alcoa about the precise number of layoffs and about early retirement packages. Union Secretary Dave LeClaire calls the deal a 3.5-year Band-Aid.
Hopefully we're down near the bottom now, and the only way to go is back up and see where we stand. I bought us 3 years. Now we tighten everything up and see how we can make it last from here.
LeClaire nods and shrugs. Today, it's good news, he says. Good news.
That was David Summerstein reporting from the North Country.